Can you define digital divide?
Digital divide is a technological gap between countries or even within them. It's a difference in technological level that countries or regions within them are on. Some of them have flat-screen TVs, fast PCs, newest mobile phones, etc., whereas some countries have the old and fat TVs, really old and slow PCs, heavy and huge brick-like mobile phones, whereas some of the countries don't even have that level of technology at all.
What could be the few first main reasons why the digital divide affects the less developed countries?
There's few of them. Economic prosperity is one of the main reasons of no advanced technology in the third world countries, because they just can't afford it. Another one could be that the prices of the technology and the labour is cheap, so it's pretty much the same reason. In some countries, like in Africa, it can take up to 6 years to have enough money to buy a computer if you have a job and if you have electricity at home. And some countries cannot provide electricity required by all IT devices. If they don't have it, they won't be able to use it, so what's the point of buying it? Another reason is that if no other people in the country have it, it's not required to have, so no one really needs to have it. So there's no need for it on the market.
Why would the poor countries need to keep up with the technology? For example, the politician point of view and the worker's point of view.
Well, from politician's point of view, keeping up with the technology levels with other countries is very important. They cannot allow to get left behind, otherwise the big companies like Apple or Microsoft might not want to operate within those countries anymore, creating a hole in the market where the country won't benefit from that.
Would the society really need that technology? Why yes and why not?
I don't think the society in the third world countries would really need it, mainly because if something's not out there and if people are used to use different kinds of stuff to communicate or work, then to introduce it into a new country, it would be a really hard thing to do. As I said before, especially with the electricity issues.
What would be the impact on the market of the new technology trend in the third world countries?
I can't really say if there would be any impact at all, mostly because the IT companies would want to invest on that country's market. They would require to have at least some percent of the country connected to the electricity, so the poor countries would have to pump a lot of money that they wouldn't have to try and do that, to make everyone connected to electricity, and then after that the IT companies could try and move into that market. But then again, no one's guaranteed that the society will follow the trend, even if it's massively advertised, because of the lack of money that people just don't have.
Thank you.